The Lagos State Chapter of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, has informed Governor Nizam Wike of Rivers State that it will render his counterpart in Lagos State, Babajide Sanwo-Olu, jobless in 2023. According to media reports, the party was reacting to the purported endorsement of Sanwo-Olu for a second term by Wike during his visit to Lagos. The party, in a statement issued in the evening hours of Tuesday, October 18, 2022, by its publicity secretary, Hakeem Amode, said it would have expressed disappointment if Wike had attended any event, without his usual rant of a drowning man who will clutch at straw. He said, "I only wonder how Governor Wike, who didn't support Jandor and at the same time couldn't stop him from picking the party ticket in Lagos, despite his supposed might within the PDP, would apportion to himself the decision of generality of Lagosians in the forthcoming election. While we won't but acknowledge Governor Wike's developmental strides in Rivers State, which have witnessed an influx of other state chief executives including Sanwo-Olu for commissioning, it is worrisome that Wike will call Sanwo-Olu a performer without asking how many times he has invited anyone to Lagos for the commissioning of ordinary borehole in his almost 4 years in office as governor. My dear governor and leader, we promise to render Sanwo-Olu jobless and send him to the club of you former governors next year. Only God, who has seen Jandor and Lagos PDP this far, and the generality of Lagosians, can determine his fate at the polls in 2023, not your endorsement." In a related development, the governorship candidate of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, in Lagos State, Abdul Aziz Adediran, Jandor, has said he will begin his campaign today, Wednesday, October 19, 2022, in the Alamosho local government area. Lagos PDP governorship, Abdul Aziz Adediran and deputy governorship candidate, Funk Akindele. In case you missed it, Lagos 2023, Jandor, Akindele to flag off PDP Guber campaign from ALIMOSHO, on Wednesday. Adediran disclosed this at a press conference in Lagos on Sunday, October 16, 2022, where he affirmed that he and the members of his team would tour the 245 wards in the state.